In the new boathouse of Royal Canadian Marine Search and Rescue, RCMSAR, Station 14, a small group gathered to honor two long-serving local volunteers. On September 7, CEO of RCMSAR Bill Riggs made the trip over to Gibson's Harbor to present Ian Wright and David Kroll with the CEO's commendation. The Distinction Award recognizes a volunteer's extraordinary dedication to duty and strength of purpose in furthering RCMSAR's mandate, according to the organization. It is issued at the discretion of the CEO and vetted by the recognition committee. As he presented each of the honorees with a belt knife and sheath, Riggs said he wanted to give each something useful. When presented with the gift, Wright immediately said, with his characteristic generosity, "You should donate that to somebody who is still a seaman. 20 years of selfless service." Wright has served as a volunteer with Pender Harbor Station 61 for more than 2 decades and taught boating safety with the Power and Sail Squadron. Honorary station member Faye, his wife, has been supportive of his efforts all these years, and the couple also contributes financially to the station, particularly the Kids Don't Float program. She said she is very proud of Wright. Diana Torrens, a crew and board member of Station 61, shared a few words about Wright. Although he is no longer an active member, she said Station 61 has a huge amount of affection and respect for him and his selfless service. "He makes a massive indirect contribution to the life of the station. And it's not symbolic, it's not theoretical. He turns up every week in the classroom sessions. He puts us active members to shame with his encyclopedic knowledge of the crew manual," she said. While he doesn't board the boat anymore, Torrens called Wright an unpaid garbage collector on behalf of the SCRD, as he continues to pick up and sort cans and bottles to recycle. He then donates those proceeds to Station 61, bringing in a few $100s every year. "I'm willing to contribute any way I can," Wright told Coast Reporter. A labor of love. Kroll recently stepped back as station leader of Gibson Station 14, at the recommendation of his doctor. "He'll still serve with the unit on shore and sit on the board. They're not getting rid of me that easily," Kroll quips. Of his 7 years with RCMSAR, Kroll said he only wishes he had joined sooner. "They say there's no greater luxury in life than the fatigue that follows the labor of love," he said. When Trevor Lavender, president of the Gibson's Marine Rescue Society, highlighted Kroll's contribution to the station, he said, "We don't have enough time to talk about David, quite frankly." He went on to describe Kroll's passion, extensive network and his sacrificed time. "Anyone who has heard Kroll speak of RCMSAR has been well informed of their fundraising needs and his evident pride in the crew of volunteers. David is like the Energizer Bunny, and he just doesn't stop going. There's no way you can slow the guy down. I'm sure if circumstances would warrant, he'd still be active on the boat out there on the water saving lives," Lavender said. "Some will say that he's a real pain in the ass. But I gotta tell you, his heart is in the right place. He always does it for a reason. And the bottom line is, he's our pain in the ass." After the ceremony, the group wandered up the wharf to celebrate together.